Armodoxy for today, conviction. Jesus Christ was the first nonviolent revolutionary. He brought about a revolution, a change, a shift in understanding without using physical force. Just the opposite, he took on physical force. His teachings have been adopted by many to bring about change, fundamental change in nations, political systems, and of course, in the individual. During the last century, the likes of Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, implemented principles of nonviolent resistance in liberating people from oppression. Armenia and its leadership early on adopted these principles. Jesus' teaching, as expressed in the Sermon on the Mount, are not for the weak or the meek. I am convinced that the 4th century Armenian King Dertad, who had armies, yes, plural, armies, under his command, who understood strength and diplomacy, who understood military strategy, I am convinced that Dertad accepted Christianity because he saw it as a power for victory and not for surrender. He proclaimed Armenia as the first Christian nation in 301 AD because he saw the strength of this faith based on the message of Jesus Christ. It was about overcoming evil with the power of love. He understood the power of resurrection over death. That focus on resurrection is the tie that binds together the religious leaders we have discussed during this past week, from Martin Luther King Jr. to Hrymian Hayrik, to Gregory the Chainbearer, to Catholicos Vazgen I of blessed memory. We can cite many more. They all were convinced that the resurrection was possible after crucifixion because they believed in the resurrection of Christ. They shared a common conviction in the power of Christianity through the resurrection. That conviction is what made their leadership real, unquestionable, and worthy of following. It's the same conviction possessed by the holy apostles, a conviction that witnessed to the power of Christ and brought people to the faith. Each of the apostles went to their death, proclaiming the resurrection as truth. Now, you do not put your life on the line for a lie. If the resurrection to which they witnessed was a lie, they would not have died a torturous death. There was no peer pressure to tell the truth either. The apostles were separated by distance, one in Rome, another in Ethiopia, another in India, Armenia, and elsewhere throughout the world. They went to death for the truth, each in his own way. That's conviction. It's the one element historians do not mention, but the proof of the Armenian experience, that is Armodoxy, is a living testament to that faith. Here is a power, conviction. Believe in what you are saying. That's not something you can do unless you are committed to the story, committed to that resurrection. We prayed today a prayer from Saint Mesrob Mashtots. Mighty King, refuge of the thirsty, Savior of the troubled, who succumbed to suffering for us at the hands of rulers. Prohibit Satan from enslaving those whom you have saved. Forbid the evil one from seeking refuge in the house of God. With your divine love, have mercy upon your creatures. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.